usually if anybody comes out with a Christmas release, they're going to have something new. Isn't that right, Jason Cans? Right? I mean, if you're around long enough, you're going to have a Christmas project probably. So.
I think so. I think that's kind of one of the marks of being a musician is that eventually one needs to have a Christmas record or multiple, as in like Michael W. Smith's case. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Amy Grant, too, and then they both touring again this holiday season, I see, so.
Yeah. Yeah, good. And, you know, like with Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis Chapman, I love both of their, you know, the albums that they did.
Mm-hmm.
I love Christmas music, so I'm happy to have more than one by anybody. So,
it is our own Mabel Louise Stewart's 99th birthday today. How about that, huh?
Oh, my goodness. So last year, she can play with Legos.
Right, yeah. I talked to her a little bit yesterday, setting up. She's going to join us on the air at 8:45 this morning, but we're welcoming people's birthday comments for on the listener line. Love to hear from you. 715-396-1670. 396-1670. Leave Mabel Louise a birthday greeting, and we'll make sure she hears them. So.
Wonderful. Well, yeah, I don't know that I've ever met her, mm-hmm. but every time I've heard her, it's just such a gentle spirit. You know, it comes across so consistently. And I'm grateful for that.
She sounded fantastic yesterday. So,
good.
Well, we are just a couple of days out from Christmas, and your book, Letters from the Beloved, Letters to the Beloved, we've been turning to some from the Book of Luke. And so we got two more days. So what do you unpack in 2 days?
Yeah. You know, so that was a good question for me as we were thinking about that. And for me, I think there were a couple things that immediately jumped out. We haven't touched on the Magi yet, the wise men from the East. And so that we talk about that in Matthew 2. And so I want to just touch on a couple of pieces there with that. And,
go for it.
So let's start with verse 1 there. And it says, after he was born in Bethlehem, David's town, wise men from the East visited Jesus. Many myths have developed about this event, but they did not come from my word. For example, the Bible never said that there were only three wise men. Likewise, though nativity scenes often picture the story this way, I never said that they arrived when Jesus was a newborn. Sometimes these cultural legends can distract you from the actual story.
Hmm.
Then I want to jump ahead to verse 9. So they've talked to Herod, and they're kind of journeying on. Leaving Herod, they journeyed on following the star. I made it clear when they were to stop, because the star had come to rest and joy filled them. They went into Mary and Joseph's house and fell upon their knees, offering praise and thanksgiving. Genuine encounters with my son are never dull. He leaves you breathless with joy and wonder. They brought many gifts of great value, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, though the reward they received was infinitely more significant, an encounter with my son.
Hmm. Yeah, the line that really jumps out at me there, genuine encounters with my son are never dull. He leaves you breathless with joy and wonder. That's great.
Yeah, right. You know, and I think that, you know, that's really what the Gospels are about, are people encountering Jesus. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they get really, really mad, and sometimes they become, you know, just their lives are changed. People's lives are changed by meeting Jesus.
Hmm. Yeah, that's good. Again, people understanding this, the final hours of Christmas gift giving, and I already said for procrastinators, the shopping season really starts over the next 2.5 days. But I mean, basically, for some of these, learn more at jasoncans.com. Go to Amazon, type in Cans, K-A-N-Z, see some of the things you've done. But this is not like a translation, but it's a devotional commentary as if what? Tell people again. It's kind of like...
Yeah, so it's as if God were writing a letter, kind of talking through each of the books of the New Testament.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it is explaining what's said. Sometimes it kind of devolves or goes off in a different direction for a little while. So it's hopefully very welcoming and inviting mm-hmm. for people to know God better.
So you've got devotions, you've got commentaries. This is kind of a blend of devotional commentary. So there you go.
Yeah, right. Yep.
All right, we're going to do it one more time, and then our buddy Josh Stream takes over Christmas Eve and Monday, and so tomorrow, and then Tuesday after that. So one more time tomorrow,
Perfect. Okay?
On Mabel Louise's 99th birthday, of course, the longtime owner and founder of WWIP Radio, We're asking for your birthday greetings on the listener line at 715-396-1670. Our buddy Bob in Rice Lake left his last night.
Happy birthday, Mabel Louise. This is Bob Lindner from Rice Lake, Wisconsin, and I am so grateful for the vision that you and Warren had so many years ago. I came to faith shortly before Warren left this world at such a young age. WWIB has helped me in my walk in so many ways. Programs like Focus on the Family, Insight for Living, A New Beginning, and many others have challenged our family. WWIB advertising for Christmas concerts and events were so helpful. You were there when I was at the lowest point of my life and the loss of my wife some 11 years ago. The music is uplifting. The Christian music is, the Christmas music is so inspirational and focused on Christ. There is so much more to share, but I'm looking forward to listening to other stories today and testimonies. Know that you have made a huge difference in my life, which transpires also through my family. God bless you, and may you have a very happy birthday.
Oh, wonderful start. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that.
Good morning. This is Cody Ender. I just wanted to call and wish Mabel Louise a very, very, very wonderful, blessed birthday and a very, very Merry Christmas. I must say that when she was on the air with Pat Wall, I certainly enjoyed listening to her. She was certainly a blessing to hear and just chock full of wisdom and such delight, still an absolute delight to hear on the air and just her warm fuzziness, I guess is the best I can describe it, is you know, she definitely possesses a lot of love that we get from our Heavenly Father, and she expressed that a lot while she was on the air with Pat Wall, and something honestly I miss, but from what I have heard, I really have enjoyed it, and I've definitely been very blessed to hear all of your wisdom and just all the verses that you shared and whatnot, and definitely, you know, just to not lean on our own understanding, but to trust in the Lord in all our ways. And definitely could agree that 100 times that we must trust in the Lord always. Thank you very much, Mabel Louise, and have a very, very wonderful, amazing, blessed birthday and a Merry Christmas. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, Mabel Louise. This is Rolanda calling. I just want to tell you to have the happiest birthday. You are a wonderful woman. You're so gentle and kind. You are just beautiful. You are full of grace, and you are just all full of joy and peace. Thank you for always sharing your uplifting message of hope, sharing with us that Jesus is our hope and that he will be our peace. Thank you for showing us the way. So many, praise God, by the seed that you have planted through the years. So I just want to wish you the happiest 99th birthday, and we pray for you, and I know you pray for all of us. I hope you have a beautiful day, and Merry Christmas.
Mabel Louise, this is Jerome from Knapp. I just want to wish you a very blessed birthday day. Just God bless you. You've been a part of my life since the station command, and what a blessing you and your staff have been all these years. Mabel Louise, we love you, and I know the Lord does too. Have a great day and the days and years ahead. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Michael from La Crosse. Happy birthday, Mabel Louise. How's it feel to be 99 years young? I've been so blessed by WWIB over the years. It's been an inspiration to me and helped me to get going throughout my day, and the music and the programs to pump me up and, like I said, get me going for work and other things that I have to do. So may you have a very wonderful and blessed birthday and a very wonderful and blessed Christmas. God bless.
Good morning. This is Dwayne and Annette from Medford, Wisconsin. I want to wish Mabel Louise a happy 99th birthday. I really miss hearing her on the air on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I miss listening to her teachings and her banter with Paul Anthony. And I'm hoping she has a wonderful day. God bless.
To above, and good morning to Susan.
Good morning. I want to wish Maple Louise a very happy birthday. People talk about her kindness and warmth, and I've experienced that myself. But I guess what I want to focus on is the grit that she shows. You do not get to 99 years without overcoming obstacles. The person she is on the air would not get into the chair on the microphone without resolve, spiritual battles. She signed up to do this radio show. Then God took her partner home. There had to be moments where she said, I didn't sign up to do this without Warren. Yet God was her comfort. And to me, who struggles with mental toughness and doing the right thing, she has been so consistent in showing up and being there and making tough decisions for the station. You know, she's our Queen Elizabeth, basically.
Amen. I'll tell you.
So happy birthday to one of my heroes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even as you say that, I'm thinking about her Bible study, kind of what undergirds it, man. She's such a student of the word, you know?
Right. So,
yeah, fantastic. All right. Thank you for that. Excellent. I love the word grit, you know? It's kind of overlooked or forgotten sometimes.
It's her strength.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Mabel Louise, and happy, happy birthday. I guess I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for this beautiful ministry that you have given to us. I wish you a Merry Christmas and again, happy 99th birthday. Thank you. God bless you. And we love you. Bye.
Good morning, Mabel Louise. This is Vicki the Volunteer. I'm calling to wish you a very blessed happy birthday. It's because of you that I have this moniker, because I still remember your invitation for people to come and help with stuffing envelopes and so many years ago, and that's how I got started at helping out with WWID, and I so appreciate you and so appreciate your ministry and this radio station. We love you. Happy birthday.
Hello, Mabel Louise. This is Brian Arndt. I've known you and your blessed husband, Warren, for many years. You've listened to my struggles and complaints and personal reasons. And it's just good to know that you love the Lord with all your heart. And your testimony and your instruction on the radio during your programs has been a blessing to many people over the years. May God grant you many, many days ahead. You always have had a great smile and a cheery voice. So continue trusting God and all that He has for you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Bye.
One of many messages we've received, and hopefully one of many more on our WIB listener line at 715-396-1670, as Mabel Louise, who founded this station along with her husband Warren, is turning 99 years old today, and it's a happy birthday, Mabel, WIB Wake Up Show.
That's right. I mean, to think this family from Madison comes to Western Wisconsin, where in the early 70s, there was no Christian radio in Western Wisconsin. And so WWIB, in coming years, to celebrate 50 years on the air. And so grateful to the matriarch of WIB Radio turning 99.
And I think about moving up to Eau Claire from the Milwaukee area. The move was not my idea. Young teenager, and I didn't know Christian radio existed, and we found her, and I used to listen to her every night, and her voice, you know, I was missing my grandma a lot. Of course, now I realize she was 53 years old, which is younger than I am, but there was something very maternal and soothing, and it's all going to be okay. And so that was my first introduction to the station. It was Mabel Louise. She was it. She was WWIB to me for many years.
And again, so iconic that bye-bye.
Like, you know, it's Mabel. It's quintessentially Mabel. And so we want to celebrate her today, and we would love to hear your tributes at 715-396-1670.
This is Sue Seeley calling from Cadott, Mabel Louise. Happy birthday. This goes back a lot of years to when you used to live in the first house and Warren was still alive, and we would bring you eggs from our little itty-bitty egg farm. So many happy memories. I miss your program very much. Hope God is blessing you with good health. Merry Christmas and a very happy birthday. Bye.
Good morning. This is Jen from Menominee. I'm calling to wish you, Miss Mabel Louise, the best day ever. Happy 99th birthday. Wow. What a blessing. And what a blessing you are. What a blessing the station is and continues to be. I miss you on Tuesdays and Thursdays with Pat at 11:15. I used to set my timer to catch you and what God had for me that day through you. And what a blessing you are and have been. And what a warm, kind person. Just you continue to be in all that you do. I just want to wish you the best. I hope you have a wonderful day. And thank you for always, always pointing people back to Jesus. Happy birthday, and God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mabel. May God bless you. And he has. Thank you so much for your witness. Sylvia from Sirona.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIBs. We're having a birthday party for Mabel Louise Stewart, our founder and owner, 99 years young today. She's going to join us at 8:45, so less than an hour from now. Make sure you are listening for that or catch the podcast, or I'll have it at WIB.com shortly after the show. But Susan, you did a little research.
I did.
Went back to the year of her birth.
I did. And granted, she was born late in 1922.
Yes.
So okay. A lot of these things happened right before she was born.
Yeah, sure.
But there, when you think about the things that our darling Mabel has seen, the Lincoln Memorial was dedicated in 1922. Huh. And that was the formation of the USSR, 1922. Also, the first automatic washing machine, we're not talking electric, we're talking like the first cranking washing machine. I mean, honestly, there. Also, the BBC was founded in 1922. So all those things that we take for granted, that was a pretty big year. Gandhi was imprisoned. There was a railway strike and the first successful insulin treatment. Diabetics had nowhere to go with this disease. First successful insulin treatment, 1922. Also, they discovered the tomb of King Tut in Egypt.
Man, it's like a walk through history.
Almost 100 years ago. When you talk about the Lincoln Memorial, it takes me back. I don't remember a lot of details, but Mabel Louise did work in the FDR White House.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And again, she was born in Missouri, and we're so glad we had her here in Wisconsin for so many years now.
See, I did not realize she was born in Missouri, but that sort of explains that sort of sweet softness to her voice. The kind of, not really an accent, but there is like a certain sweetness to the cadence of the way she speaks. And that makes sense. Well, Missouri.
Happy birthday, Mabel Louise. I hope you have the best day ever and another year filled with blessings. Have a wonderful day. I hope God brings you so much joy. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Mabel Louise. Happy birthday to Mabel Louise. Happy birthday to you, Mabel Louise. Happy birthday to you.
Happy 99th birthday. I hope it's wonderful.
Merry Christmas, Mabel Louise.
All All right, I don't know who this one is from, but I love you guys. That's great. 715-396-1670. Because again, when you're singing happy birthday and you don't pick first, if you're going to say you or their name,
I know.
And then when you have like double name like Mabel Louise too,
I relate.
I love it. 715-396-1670 to wish Mabel a happy 99th birthday. Leave it in your own voice. That would be wonderful.
Happy birthday, Mabel Louise. You are an amazing example, inspiration and example to all of us. They were just talking about seed sowing, and that's what I always think of. When you go shopping everywhere, you see people who need to know about Jesus, and you have a gentle, beautiful way of sharing that, and that has definitely inspired me. I've written up my testimony and shared it in the stores. So you have not only let the seed out through the station, but also have inspired others to. You're going to have a great reward when your time comes. We're so thankful to have so many years with you. And one time that really stood out to me of going above and beyond was when our 21-year-old son had a cancer diagnosis and we were having surgery in Indianapolis. And you tracked us down and talked to both myself and our son. And just encouraged and let us know you were praying for us. That is amazing. Thank you, Mabel Louise. You are a blessing.
I just wanted to wish Mabel Louise a great big happy birthday today. It's her birthday. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
This is the day that 99 years ago, the Lord made Mabel Louise. What a wonderful thing. Mabel Louise, you've been my Sunday school teacher when I've had the chance to listen to you on the air while driving on different jobs, and I always loved hearing your voice, and happy birthday. Today is the day.
Thank you so much. My goodness, I'm so thankful for all of you who have taken time out of your busy lives right here at Christmas. Thank you. It's just precious. I just wish I could hug each one of you.
Mabel, yeah, it's so good to have you on.
99 seems awfully old. That is really old. But you know what? I don't feel old. So I just keep going like the rabbit. Just go, go, go.
I think your theme should be 99 is mighty fine because you sound like you're doing terrific.
I am. The Lord is good. I went to the doctor yesterday for a checkup, and my blood pressure was like a kid's.
Wow.
120 over something.
Fantastic.
So the doctor said, my goodness, that's a wonderful blood pressure. So the Lord is so good. And I'm really lonesome for being on the air. I love that. All of those years I was on, I guess, 45 years? All of those messages that the Lord allowed me to prepare, and it was just wonderful.
Well, you are welcome on the WIB Wake Up Show anytime. You would be a boost to ratings for us for sure.
No, not
yes,
at all.
Yes.
You're doing a good job, all of you. I'm so proud of our staff. It's just so most of you have been with us for a long time, and that's just wonderful.
You heard from
love y'all.
You heard from Cliff and Spooner there to start us off, but there are many, many messages beyond that we'll make sure that you hear them as well. Great messages from staff as well.
Okay.
Mabel, it's Susan, and earlier I was talking about the grit that it takes to get up and do what you did every single day, and, you know, what we hear from you is hopeful and kind and beautiful, and we hear the gospel, but it is a battle. I mean, the enemy does not want you to do what you're doing, but you still do it. What is your advice for those of us who are really feeling a little beleaguered and kind of defeated? What's your advice? Because you are not that way.
Well, I think the thing that helps me the most, of course, is prayer and reading God's word faithfully. Mm-hmm. Staying in the word helps me the most. And I still struggle. The old devil tries to defeat me all the time. And we are in a battle. until the Lord takes us home. But you know what? You just keep going. And you keep witnessing and sharing. Had the joy of leading a lady to Christ on the telephone. She asked me what my secret was to be as old as I am. And I told her it was Jesus, the love that he gives me day after day. And the peace and joy that comes with it. And she said, I'd give anything in the world to have that. And I said, well, you can. I'll show you how. I'll tell you how. And she said, would you? And I said, absolutely. So to make a long story short, she prayed the sinner's prayer right on the phone with me. It was so precious. People are hungry, and we need to feed them, not only God's word, but lead them to Jesus so they can know for sure where they're going to spend eternity. That's what WWIB is all about all of these years. So, yes, it's good to be on the air with you this morning. And I just want to say again, thank you for all of your kind remarks. I don't deserve it, but I'm thankful for it. Okay, Mark, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, no, fantastic. We love you. I just am thinking in my mind, I mean, we'll talk, but I'd love to have you. I was just thinking, boy, how about the 22nd of the month we have Mabel on to count down to next year, December 22nd. So we love you. It sounds like you have some great plans, some folks to see, and your daughter taking care of your hair. So thanks so much. We do love you. You are the best.
Thank you so much for letting me be on the air. I just want to tell the listeners, thank you for your faithful prayers, for your giving to help us to stay on the air. And most of all, thank you, Jesus. Isn't he precious? And oh, let me leave with this message. If you don't know him, do it today. Call the station. Call me.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kayla, and I listen from Bloomer. I happened to hear the last bit of Mabel Louise talking this morning. I have never heard her before, and she brought tears to my eyes. Just the purity of her soul and her precious life. And 99 years she's been given, and she was a wonderful reminder to seek Jesus every day and love others wholeheartedly. Happy birthday, Mabel Louise. Can you say happy birthday?
Happy birthday, Louise.
Mabel, say happy birthday, Mabel Louise.
Happy birthday, Louise.
Just say Mabel. Happy birthday, Mabel.
Happy birthday, Mabel.
All right, thank you guys. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.